Chicago writer Karen McKee once had the good fortune to dance the night away on stage with the band. And for that remembered evening, she gives thanks.
When I heard that Mr. Funky Chicken himself, Rufus Thomas, passed away recently, I was swept away with a memory of this musician.
I got something I want to show you.
I lived in glorious Amsterdam in 1996, performing in a sketch comedy improvisation show called Boom Chicago. Across the Grocht, or canal, from our theater was the rock club Milky Way. And our friendship with the bouncers afforded the cast entry to the many musical acts touring the Netherlands. After our show one sultry summer night, my pals Rob and Jason tugged me across the bridge to see the legendary Rufus Thomas. The dance floor was unusually uncrowded, so we were able to sidle right up to the edge of the stage. He fronted a great, huge band of musicians and singers and was clad in vibrant orange shorts and silver high-top boots. My American homesickness was quenched with this good old American party performance. We were all moving and grooving to our favorite songs when the bass started thumping strains of his signature tune, The Funky Chicken.
You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start with...
Rufus began a brilliant patter setting up the song, inviting all the lovely ladies in the house to join him. A few men started to hop up on the edge of the 5-foot stage, but he playfully shooed them away, saying this one was for girls only. As a few other women and I crawled up, the band started adding to the beat, hard and heavy. Rufus, who was close to his 80s at the time, flirted and cooed to us, and he began to sing the instructions of the song. Put your right hand out, your left one too. We Chiquitas were starting to work it and shake our money makers when Rufus reminded us that this was a funky chicken contest, and she who had the most funk only would remain. He put us through our paces, and we shagged and strutted, cackled and crowed. The band and dancers hit a fevered crescendo of poultry in motion, and as Rufus sashayed and wriggled through our ranks, he began tapping others on the shoulders, saying that, although they were fine, they needed to sit down now. Lost in the groove, I finally looked up to see that this hen stood alone. Rufus looked at me and said, "Girl, you're not there yet. You gotta really do the funky chicken." And we went crazy together, singing and dancing and flirting up the verse and down the backbeat. I lost all sense of time and place. Rufus declared me the funky chicken champion and squired me to the corner of the stage. I gave him a huge kiss right on the smacker and jumped down. I lost my job after 9/11. And on all the resumes I'm sending out, the accomplishment I'm most proud of is that of EU Funky Chicken Champion. Farewell, Rufus. I hope you're eating drumsticks in heaven.
The Funky Chicken Champion? 848 contributor Karen McKee is a Chicago writer.